Listen.
All right. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life. And we are Beacon of Hope Ministries. And I am Pastor Marcia McAllister. And in the control room, in the studio over there is, is Pastor Jim, my associate pastor. We fondly call him PJ. And Nan is with us today, kind of talking, kind of not, and absorbing, I think, a lot is what she's doing. We're in the book of Daniel, chapter 10, if you just joined us. If you have a prayer request, we encourage you to send an email to our prayer line that's been going for a number of years and gets prayer requests almost daily. Pastor Jim, you, Betty, and Shell pick up those requests. Mm-hmm. Tell our audience about that and what they can do.
Well, we encourage you. We are a church that believes in praying because we believe that God answers prayers. So we've set up a prayer line, which is prayers, plural, at bohmglobal.com. Please send us in your prayer requests. We will write them down. And, you know, we'll write a prayer and we'll send Amen. It out to everybody on the prayer team. That because we do believe that, we do believe in the power of unity. Jesus said where any two or more, if any two of you agree as touching any one thing, it will be done for you. So we make sure everybody's on the same page. And we send out a request, and we have had multiple answers. And I always add when I do this that when God answers your prayer.
That's right, when, not if.
Please send us back a praise report because I keep track of all those.
Right.
You know, how God is working in people's lives and prayers that we've sent out that he's answered.
Amen. Amen. So we're in a series right now. So please don't forget that that email address. I'll give it to you one more time. Then I'll get back to my other comment. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. We're in a series right now about being on the right path, finding that path in life. And a lot of people, when you talk about path in life, they think it means what job are you going to take? Or what person are you going to marry? Or what people will you eventually marry multiple times? Or whatever the case may be. But it's the path to eternity. That's right. What I want to stress today. That you are on a path to eternity regardless of which path you take. Right?
Right. Both paths lead to eternity.
To eternity. And eternity means forever. That's what it means. It does not mean... Do you have another Greek word for it or whatever, PJ, other than forever?
Nope, forever works.
Forever. Because that's what's going to be, you know? And, you know, when people die suddenly or have an illness or whatever, and the family's standing around and whatever, invariably, you know, that you hear somebody say, oh, I'll never see him again, whatever. Well, you will if you're going to the same place.
Right.
You know? If you're meeting some friends at Disney World and you said, we're going to meet at this gate or we're going to meet at this place, you're all arriving at the same place. You know where you're going. Everybody's not somebody's going to SeaWorld. They're all going to the same place. You're going to be reunited. It's the same way with heaven. If you're on that path toward heaven, toward eternity, we're going to teach about the crowns. We're going to teach about heaven a lot. And one of the reasons we're in Daniel 10 today is to kind of prepare that for this teaching where we get used to the supernatural, Pastor Jim, that it's not weird. It's not strange. It's not something that we've never heard about. There are people like Daniel that live today. You and I. And we're part of those kind of people mm-hmm. where we are on a path. We are dedicated. That's why we've been doing this show now in our 10th year. That's why Beacon of Hope's been going 15 years. That's why we are every day taking time to pray and fast and do the things we know that we need to do mm-hmm. to be ready for these shows, to be ready to teach on Wednesday night. You and I don't take that lightly. We are dedicated to what we are doing. And we do it because we're on a path.
Mm-hmm.
And we've chosen to follow the Lord and try to bring as many people on that path with us as we possibly can. You know, if you go to, let's go back to that analogy. You go to Disney World and you ride some great ride and it's brand new and it's just fantastic. And your grandkids get off the ride. Come on, Nana, you got to get on. And I say, oh, no, I'm not getting on that ride. You know, oh, you wouldn't believe how much fun it is. Blah, 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 blah. You know, we need to get that kind of an attitude because usually I give in. So we need to have that kind of an attitude with, hey, you know what? This is the best path there could possibly be on. There is no better path. We're not talking about a ride at Disney World. We are talking about a path to heaven, to eternity. And wow, we're on that path, PJ, and we should be excited about that. And Daniel was.
And Daniel was. If he wasn't, he would not have survived.
He would not have.
You know.
He had to go through terrible things. Just the fact of being thrown in a lion's den is like super huge.
Right, right.
And that's said, huge.
And he said once Cyrus came and let him out, he said, God sent his angel.
Whoa,
God sent his angel.
You know why? Because God hears.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this song by New Song. God hears you too, dear one out there. God hears you. Rest assured of that.
Well, you hope this day would never come. You can't look back. What's done is done. It's just so hard to lose and then go on. When all you had is not enough, it's hard to fall and get back up. When you can't breathe and your heart has lost its song. But there is hope, my friend. You will sing again. 'Cause God hears when there are no words to speak. God hears when your sorrow runs deep and it feels like all your faith has disappeared. Gethsemane, that's where he found his victory. When he told his father, not my will but yours. Jesus gave his life to rescue us, and he knew that it would be enough to conquer death and open heaven's doors. Oh, and a love so deep, it leads us to be. Questions come when all you thought you had is gone. When you feel lost somewhere in the silence and fear comes rushing in, don't give up, you're not alone, no. 'Cause God is here, yeah, and there are no words to speak. God is here, yeah. His healing runs deep, and all those questions that you had just disappear.
I love that song. God hears. Here's what you're going through right now, dear friend. No matter your doubts, no matter your worries, no matter your concerns, no matter what trauma has just recently happened to you, whatever it might be, or maybe a physical problem, a disease, or a bad diagnosis, God hears.
Mm-hmm.
And he is right there with you, and he has you on a path. Nan, you have a poem, and then I want to go to PJ here in a minute, a few minutes.
I do.
Go ahead.
Trust that I do hear and that I am so near. I will keep you in all that you face. You will make it by my grace.
Mm-hmm.
Trust that I do hear you, the difficulties I'll see you through. I do hear, please believe this, of my presence, do not miss. I do hear, you can believe me, of your difficulties, you'll be free. So, I do hear your sorrow and strife. You'll make it. I'll give you a lift. I do hear.
Wow. You know, we love it when the Lord gives Nan these poems right during the show. None of that's planned. We have no idea what's going to happen. She has her computer in there, and she just types away. And, you know, that's for somebody out there. God hears what you're going through mm-hmm. right now. And it kind of reminds me of verse 9, PJ, of Daniel 10, because when Daniel had this vision, he didn't go tell 5,000 friends and scream and yell. He had a reaction, but it was a human reaction. I mean, his friends ran away that were right there afraid. And in verse 9, he says, I heard his voice, and at the sound of it, I fainted. I fell flat on the ground, face in the dirt. A hand touched me and pulled me up to my hands and knees and then talked to him. I like that because Daniel was not supernatural. He was human just like us. He was a man of faith.
Right. And if you read, or hopefully you will, because our listeners will be reading their Bibles.
Right.
Ezekiel had the same experience.
Right.
John had the same experience in Revelation.
Yes.
The soldiers who came to arrest Jesus had the same thing happen to them.
They fell down.
Right. They said,
in the presence of God.
He said, who are you coming to find? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus said, I am.
And when he did.
And they all fell flat on their backs.
And along with that, there's times when the Holy Spirit is moving so strongly in a service. We prayed for people and they can't stand up because the power of God is so strong and they will fall. It's the same biblical principle here.
Exactly.
You know, it's that our humanness, our weakness, our like questions, our fear, whatever, it just takes a back seat to the majesty of God.
And we see that majesty, and one of the common reactions
Is to fall.
Just fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're conscious, then, you know, in the Bible, too, it says being prostrate before God.
Yes.
Being flat on your face before God in worship. And sometimes the majesty just overwhelms us, and that becomes involuntary.
Right, it does. It does. And so this is what happened to Daniel in verse 9 of Daniel chapter 10. I heard his voice. At the sound of it, I fainted. Now, remember this voice up at the end of verse 6. The voice was a huge choir of voices. This, and I've heard this described in people who've gone to heaven. I have heard this type of thing. They've gone to heaven and died and come back. That the sounds, everything is so different than what we experience here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the Amplified it says, and the sound of his words was like the noise of a multitude.
Right.
Of multitude of people or the roaring of the sea.
Whoa. I love that because I love the beach. And when the tides are coming in and the water is rough and you can just sit there, there's nothing more relaxing. I can fall asleep quicker right there mm-hmm. than any place in the world. And when those big waves are coming in and there's a sound, that's the sound that he was hearing. And it was overwhelming to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say that when we are in tune with God's presence in our lives, when we are on the right path, when we are taking time to pray, when we are meditating, when we are listening to music, when we are in that place with God, it's overwhelming sometimes how much it happened to me this morning in my home praying early this morning, feeling music was going. I just felt his presence so strongly. You just want to fall asleep in his presence. You just want to rest just in his presence. And that's what happened. Daniel, he fainted. He fell flat on the ground and he had his face in the dirt and a hand touched me and pulled me to my hands and knees. Okay, whose hand was that?
I think that was Gabriel.
I do too. Daniel, he said, man of quality, it says in the Message Bible, listen carefully to my message and get up on your feet. Now, this whole series, we're talking about the feet ministry, where you are actually on your feet, you're walking, you're walking each day. You know, you get up in the morning, unless you are bedfast, you are on your feet at some point during the day, mm-hmm. and you move about your day, going to work, wherever, going to the grocery, you are on your feet, and you are accomplishing things. And so this angel Gabriel pulls Daniel to his feet. He stand at attention, he told him. I've been sent to bring you news. Do you want to comment on any of that, Pastor Jim?
Well, first of all, our prayers move the angels. And Gabriel, of course, is one of the archangels. Gabriel,
amen.
Gabriel and Michael. And that's so important. And I like that. Stand up on your feet. So you can be at full attention.
That's right.
Paying attention to what this message is going to be, because as it unfolds in the rest of this chapter in 11 and 12, this was Daniel's final vision. This is the last one he got.
Right.
And it's an amazing vision of things that would happen from his lifetime
on
all the way to the end of the age.
Right.
And it's just, it's amazing.
People that study the book of Revelation and study the end times, they go back to this revelation mm-hmm. here, because it's hand in glove with John and what he wrote in the book of Revelation. So this is extremely important. This was not just a happenstance, just a crazy dream he had. This was a visit. And there are so many times in the Bible where you have visits by angels, like with Mary, like with Joseph. In a dream with Joseph, other times with an actual appearance like Mary received. Angels love to do that because they come and they bring a message. It's a message that they're bringing. What did this angel bring, Gabriel? He brought a message, okay? He said, I've got good news. I'm going to tell you something. I got something to talk to you about. Now, that goes along with this whole series, Pastor Jim, because so often we are not quiet enough. We're not in the spirit enough. We're distracted, we're disappointed, we're hurt, we've got discouragement on mm-hmm. us, you know, the D's. I found a note in my Bible this morning of that sermon I preached, and you two probably remember about the D's, the discouragement, the depression, the distractions, you know, the distance from God. It was 4 points, and that other D, that last D was, it causes us to be distant from mm-hmm. God. And I don't think that was a coincidence. I ran across that little paper in my Bible today. And because of all those things, discouragement, depression, you know, all those things, we get mm-hmm. get distant from God. And we're not right there willing and ready and able to hear what he has to say to us.
Right, right. And Daniel was in that place.
Yes, he was. So was Mary when Gabriel came to her.
We need to strive to be in that place, because
yes.
we don't want to miss what God is going to be saying to us, because yes, our goal is heaven.
Yes.
And we're on that path to heaven. And I mentioned it Wednesday night, we're pilgrims. And
right.
I brought up the scripture, your precepts are my songs in the house of my pilgrimage.
Yes.
But we're also here, and God has a task for each one of us.
Yes.
Here.
Amen.
And I mean, Daniel's task was, praise God, to see these visions and write them down.
But you know, and we're not even teaching the vision. That's not what this show's about. The show is about getting in the right place to hear from God.
Mm-hmm.
The show is about being on the right path to know that you are willing and able, willing, and right there. God, if you want to speak to me, speak to me. So many people are afraid of the voice of God. Now, the poems that Nan writes are basically usually in the first person coming from God, right, Nan? And those are things that God has given you, and usually they are saying, I want to do this, I want to do that. And we're used to that kind of thing at Beacon of Hope. And a lot of churches like ours are used to that, but there's an awful lot of people out there that go, what do you mean God can speak to you? I want you to address that, PJ, before we do this next song.
Okay. Well, God has never stopped speaking.
That's right.
I mean, and Jesus even promised before he went to the cross that he'd send the Holy Spirit to be
Amen.
With us so that we would know what we were supposed to do.
That's right.
And all through the Bible, Old and New Testaments, God would appear to people or you know, talk to them. And it doesn't have to be an audible voice.
Right.
Sometimes you just get that little nudge in
your
spirit.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly
like,
right.
Okay, do you really want to do this? Mm-hmm. You know, I get that nudge. or sometimes it is, you know, God will say, because he did this to me once, pick up those hitchhikers and go buy them dinner.
Yeah. That was scary.
Yeah, well, it wasn't, I mean, I thought, okay, God, and I knew it was God, so
yeah.
I didn't have much choice. And right. I did, and was able to share with them, and they didn't get saved at that moment, but you know what? The seeds were planted.
They were planted.
And,
wow.
And that's, if I hadn't been listening to God, then I would have missed an opportunity like that.
Amen. And you know, through this, we learn through Daniel's life of his time in prayer, worship.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important, people, that we spend quality time, not just in our Bibles, but in times with God in worship. I use Pandora a lot on my little tablet, and you can set different, create stations, you can praise music and all kinds of stuff. Matt Redman, Chris Tomlin, I've got all of that on my tablet, and it absolutely helps me get to that place of worship in the mornings, you know, early. Just filling my house with that makes a difference, a total difference. And I was going to play a different song right now, but I am switching it up because we need to understand, and our audience needs to understand, the importance of being in that place where we are praising God and worshiping God so that we can hear correctly like Daniel did.
So what you're saying is God spoke to you.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
And he said, remember I told you earlier before the show, I don't think I'll be using this other CD. Well, right then it was like, no, this is the song I want. 10,000 Reasons.
Oh, my.
Love it. Matt Redman, Chris Tomlin.
Matt Redman.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Amen. Worship God with us now.
Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord. Praise unending.
Praise God. Woo! Love that song. Got to be one of my very favorites now. Woo! When that time has come. Why, did you just say that?
Well, of course it's one of your favorites, and does that mean we'll be singing it Wednesday night?
Yes, let's do. Absolutely, because it fits here so beautifully, along with Days of Elijah, because we're going to heaven. We're going to heaven, all right.
We can do that.
Yeah. Nan, what did God give you right then?
Well, you know how you made reference that the poems are usually, like, from his viewpoint? Well, this one's from, like, our viewpoint.
Oh. Okay.
He's changed it a little bit.
All right.
I will bring praise to you, my Lord. I will sing to you from my heart. I am learning that I should do this. So this very day, I will start. I will praise you for who you
Amen.
Are, my Lord.
Yes.
I will have praise on my lips for you. I will move forward from this day, doing this. I will sing praise unto you. Your word says you inhabit my praise, so here I am, praising your name. I know that on the other side of this, I will never again be the same. I will praise you continually. And one thing I did want to say about that, you know, like on the other side of it, at the end of it, praise it is something we continually do.
That's right.
You know, but, you know, some, there are times that we have very intense times of like you and your morning and,
yeah.
you know, it's a, you know, as you get on the other side of that time that you spent, you know, it's like, wow, I can face this day today.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And don't you think because Daniel lived like this, you know, I love that last verse of that song. And on that day, you know, as we get to heaven, you know, I mean, that's. This is that song just fits right here with what mm-hmm. we're talking about. Go ahead, PJ, your turn.
Well, exactly. I mean, our praise carries us into heaven, in a sense. And I'd much rather go to heaven praising God than fearing Him.
Absolutely.
You know, because that's what He wants us to do. I mean, again, this is, you know, we. There's so many benefits to praising Him, and that would be a whole nother series. But it's just important that we have that type of attitude when
oh,
we
absolutely.
Are, you know, when we're trying to draw close to God.
Oh, amen.
And, you know, Nan mentioned, you know, Psalm 22, He inhabits the praise of His
yes,
people.
Yes, yes.
You know, you praise God, and He shows up on the scene.
Oh, He does.
And... you know, that's a wonderful thing. And even that's why sometimes it's so important to praise God when it's dark.
Right.
When you feel like you failed.
Right.
When you're in the midst of a storm,
right.
a trial. Praise Him because that brings Him right there on the scene with you.
Absolutely. It, as you were talking about that and kind of in that song, that song is kind of a life pattern. You know, you develop this pattern of praising God and bless the Lord. I have 10,000 reasons to praise Him. In mm-hmm. other words, there's so many reasons to praise God all through life. And then we get to that point where we're going to heaven, and that's a huge thing. And it all of a sudden, I saw this mental picture many years ago, and some of my Cornerstone people may be listening right now to this. Many years ago, we had a man come into my bookstore, which was on the front of our church building. and told me that he had been diagnosed with lung cancer that was going to his brain. And he was only 40-something, and his name was Billy. And Billy came in, and his wife, and they started talking to me, and they knew somebody in my church would like to come to church. Come to church, Billy, and please do. And over the next several months, Billy really developed his life with the Lord. I mean, and grew stronger. We prayed over him a lot. Long story short, there came a day when I was called to Ball Memorial Hospital in Muncie, and Billy was getting ready to go to be with Jesus. And I've been with a lot of people when they die, a lot of people. And I can tell you the universal thing that I have seen over and over again is that the ones who know the Lord see him as they're leaving this earth. They see him. And you know they do. And Billy was no exception. Billy was one of the first people I had ever been with, probably one of the first in that first group of 10 that I'd ever been with when they went to be with the Lord. And I'm standing by, he's laying here, I'm standing on his left side. And his wife, family, kids, everybody's all around. And everybody's crying because they know it's about over. And I begin to just quote, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." I don't know if I can talk about it without crying. But bless the Lord, O my soul. And as I began to do that, Billy raised his hands. He was so weak, and he just raised his hands up in the air. And he looked up, and I said, "You're seeing Jesus?" And he said, "Yes." And this is not TK that I've told that story recently. This is another one. And he just reached his hands up in the air, and a smile, and he was gone. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that he saw Jesus, that Jesus accepted him right then. He was praising God. He was so weak, he couldn't move anything, but he... And everybody was crying around the bed, couldn't believe. Here he is raising his arms as he slips from this life into eternity.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what to say except...
I've seen it so many times, but when you said that, I just saw that whole thing, that memory, mm-hmm. again. Clear back to 1987 or 8 or something like that. We're talking a long time ago.
Well, and it's so important. I mean... You know, some of Daniel had a vision of heaven.
Right.
Ezekiel did.
Yes.
John.
Right.
Peter.
Oh, yeah.
Paul.
Yes.
You know, they were, and they fortunately wrote those down for us.
Right.
They gave us glimpses of what heaven's going to be like.
Yes.
And yeah, that's just so wonderful. Because the descriptions of God the Father.
Oh, yeah.
The descriptions of Jesus. Even the description of the Holy Spirit in the book of Revelation, the seven candlesticks.
Right. Yes.
How wonderful is that?
Wow. We're blessed to have all that.
We are, because even though so much of it is symbol.
Right.
It's real.
It's
still
real.
You know,
there's a book that's probably about 70 years old now, or 50 years old, or whatever. My Glimpse of Eternity by Betty Maltz.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Maltz was a friend of my parents, and I ended up my mom was in the same Palm Garden with Betty Maltz. The last 2 years of Betty's life were there, and my mom was there. And
I didn't know Betty was there.
Yes, but that was before you. Was that before you? No, you were back there when we were started that. So mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, Betty was there. And one day, Betty and my mom were in therapy together, pushing a ball around. But they had both their dementia or the Alzheimer's had taken effect by then. They didn't remember each other. But back years before that, when my parents knew her and we talked. And, you know, that book, this is a great little book. You can still buy it. My Glimpse of Eternity by Betty Maltz. And I think it's M-A-L-T-Z, something mm-hmm. like that. Okay.
It went through the church that I was going to. People were reading it and passing it on.
It's a short little book.
Back in the mid-70s.
Yeah, it's an old book. But, I mean, I knew this lady. Okay. This did happen. She did go to heaven. And she came back and told the story. And she was dead, they said, about 25 minutes. So this is like an amazing thing. But I guess all of this, we're saying all this right now because we're in this series about being on the path, and we're on a path to heaven. We're not on a path to nowhere. We're not on a path to just getting by today and maybe tomorrow will be a better day. We're not on that path. If you choose God's path, you've got exciting things in store for you. You have lives to reach. And when Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, you be the light. Let your light right. so shine that men may see your good works.
And glorify your Father in heaven.
That's right. Talk about that before we do this next song in a minute.
Well, he said, you know, you're a light set on a hill. You are the, and he said, you are the light of the world.
Amen.
We are to be lights. And Paul kind of says the same thing. Lights in, shining in the darkness.
Yeah.
And you brought up the point that, you know, it's pitch dark and one little light goes on.
Right.
In tiny little light. Everybody's going to focus on that. Everybody's going to turn to that. So as the world, and I think it's important because as the world turns darker and as people concentrate more on the darkness, we touched on that.
Right.
It's so much more important than for us to be the light.
Absolutely.
For us to show the light because.
Right.
You know, we're called to be the light.
Exactly.
And if we're not the light of the world, then the world's going to be in total darkness.
Absolutely. I've heard so many people say, maybe you're the only light. Maybe your life is the only light that they'll see. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're the Bible, you know, for them because they don't read it.
Maybe the only Bible they're ever going to read.
Right. And a lot of times I believe this is true, that we are so caught up so many times that we don't even realize that our life is shining, mm-hmm. that our life is changing. I mean, here's Daniel having this amazing vision that he writes down and we're reading it 3,000 years later or however many it is. I don't know, but it's a long time.
2,600.
Okay, 2,600 years later. And I want to go down to verse 12 because the angel says to him to stand up and pay attention. Then he tells him, relax, Daniel. He tells him to stand up and pay attention. And then he says, relax, don't be afraid. From the moment you decided to humble yourself to receive understanding, your prayer was heard. And I set out to come to you, but there was a spiritual battle going on in heaven. And when people think that there is no spiritual war going on in the atmosphere, when people think that the devil is not real, then they're wrong. Because it's all through the Bible because the devil is real and there is a spiritual battle. And the devil wants to keep you in darkness. The devil wants to keep you defeated. The devil does not want you to understand the value of your path and that you're headed on a path to heaven and you're headed to a path of glory.
Right.
If you choose that path. I'm sorry, you're suffering today from a cold, but you're doing a great job.
It's the first time I read these verses, it just became so plain to me that, you know, Gabriel says, I started out 21 days ago.
Right.
And the prince of Persia,
right,
the demonic prince of Persia,
right,
didn't want me to get here.
Right. And we know that the devil tries to stop God's people from accomplishing right. the things they need to accomplish.
Exactly. And he said, you know, Michael had to come help me, basically. You know?
Right.
Because there is that war in the heavenlies. And
oh, yes,
it's
there
an
is.
Amazing thing. It's like we look at, I've always compared it to thinking of the battles, the wars here on earth. Imagine what's going on that
we don't see
in the heavenlies.
That's right. Which prayer warriors, and there are a lot of you out there, that shows us the importance of spending time in prayer,
right,
like Daniel did, and breaking through that, because he broke through it enough that he got the vision here. Gabriel showed up and told him what was going on.
And gave Daniel his culminating vision.
Yes.
Which has to do with the demise of the devil.
Right.
So I'm sure that's why he didn't want it, you know. He didn't want Daniel to find out about it. Yeah.
But the truth here is that God always wins.
Okay? Well, absolutely.
Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we, no matter If we are in the right attitude, that's the point. If we are in the spirit, quote unquote, we are following God's path and God's plan for our lives. We are studying the word. We are taking time to praise God. We are taking time to pray. We mm-hmm. are taking time to forgive ourselves and others. We are taking time to stay in right relationship with God
right.
and stay on the path. We can get so off the path. I don't know if you've ever gone through a woods. My son owns, and his wife, Ryan and Mary, own this big, beautiful property in Indiana, and there's 10 acres. And there's these little paths that kind of go through the woods. And my grandsons absolutely adore playing down there. And the little guy, Mason, he's 5. He wants to be a hunter like my son does, you know, in his spare time. And so I just got a picture this week of Mason going through the woods, you know, and he's got his little play gun and he's going to hunt a moose just like, you know.
I was
going
to say,
just
is he going to Alaska too?
No, he's not. We're not going to let him go to Alaska like Ryan. But you know what? That woods is so beautiful. There's little paths. And then sometimes the path just stops. I've been back in there with the kids. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the path just stops. And then you got to figure out where you're going. Get back on the path. It's the same spiritually with us. It can stop due to our lack of being in the word, our lack of praising, our lack of staying on the right path. You want to comment on that before this next song?
Well, yeah, that's so true. I mean, you get somewhere, and again, the whole theme that we started was two paths.
Yes, yes.
A couple of Wednesday nights ago.
Right.
And sometimes you have to make a choice, and one may be a dead end.
Right.
And then you just have to spend that extra time backtracking.
And get where you need to be.
Right, you know. Or you can try and cut across all the brambles and briars, and
right.
I would not recommend that.
Right.
Done that, and it's just no fun.
Right.
Who wants to spend the next 6 hours picking burrs out of your pants?
That's right. You know? That's exactly right.
So the easier thing, even though a lot of times we don't see it as easier, is to maintain our pipeline, our fellowship with
right.
God.
Yes.
Bible study, prayer,
yes.
praise and worship.
Yes.
Because that's going to keep us from getting on the wrong path or being on a dead end path. We'll be able to follow the path no matter, and it's probably going to wind, you know, that God's paths usually do, but they're still not dead ending. You know, you're still not going to come to a dead end.
Amen.
You just follow him. And I made this point.
Yes. Yes.
Wednesday night, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Okay, it's a lamp to my feet. It's not a lamp 40 foot out. It's a lamp to my feet.
Oh, that's a great point.
It's a light to
my
path.
For the next step.
Yeah, it's not a big searchlight.
Right.
It's enough to get me through another step.
That's exactly right.
Because God knows we could be overwhelmed
right.
by the enormity.
Exactly. Wow. And so, you know, here's Daniel. He went through some tough stuff in his book. I mean, the book of Daniel, you see, you know, these awful things that happened, but he trusted God. He got out mm-hmm. of the lion's den fine, and he continued to worship God, praise God. The song we did a minute ago, Bless the Lord, O My Soul, or 10,000 Reasons is really the name of it. It gets us in an attitude of praise. It gets us in an attitude of realizing how the majesty of God. And now with this song, we're going to worship. Holy, holy, holy. Worship along with us, will you?
You are holy. Shall rise.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, mighty God. You are worthy of our praise and our worship, mighty God. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you, mighty God. Let's pray together. Lord, we just come before you and we worship you, mighty God. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords, and you're the Savior of our souls, the healer of our bodies. You're the one we turn to. You are the one we love and adore and we worship, and you are holy. And that song reminds us of how important it is to spend time blessing you and praising you and giving you the proper place and position in our lives and reminding us of how much we need you, mighty God. Lord, there are so many reasons to praise you. There's so many more than 10,000 reasons to praise you. And Lord, you are holy and you are majestic and you are wonderful. And as Daniel saw this vision of you, Lord, we look forward to that day when we're going to be in your presence. We're going to live with you forever. And we are going to sing your praises and we are going to be reunited with friends and family that we love. And we are going to know you as you really are. The King of kings, the Lord of lords, omnipotent God, almighty God, you, that's you. And Lord, we just long for that day. And we continue to purposefully walk this path towards that day. We will not give up the good fight of faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Oh, Nan, did God give you something during that powerful song?
He did. It's entitled, You Are So Holy. You are holy, oh, so holy. I will praise your name right now. You are my very best friend, and from you I will draw my power. You are so holy, holy, holy. I will praise you now for who you are. I love you and will offer my praise. I feel so close. You are not far. Holy, 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 holy. I lift my voice in praise to you.
Amen.
Holy, 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 praising you is what I will continually do.
Ah, praise God. Ah. Whoa, I want to get your comments in a minute. Thank you, Nan. But I want to finish up with these last two verses, and then Pastor Jim, you can comment here. Verse 18, then this human-like figure touched me again and gave me strength. And he said, don't be afraid, friend. Peace. Everything is going to be all right. Take courage. Be strong. Those are two powerful verses to end this teaching in Daniel 10 today. I'm going to read it one more time. Whoa, he said, don't be afraid, friend. He calls his friend. Peace. Everything is going to be all right. Take courage and be strong. And boy, that's a powerful word to kind of wrap up the show with today, don't you think, Pastor Jim?
And yeah, and in the Amplified, and maybe in yours, it just says, now when he had spoken to me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me.
You have strengthened me.
And
yes,
that's important.
Yes.
Because
yes,
Daniel was able to get back up on his feet.
Right.
And he could have just said, "That's, I'm blessed, I'm going to walk away." But he knew there was still more.
Still more.
Even though he didn't know what it was, he was strengthened.
Yes.
And again, God will give us that strength.
That's right.
To take.
Yes.
To take the revelation that mm-hmm. he gives us.
Yes, he will.
But we have to be willing, like Daniel. Okay, you gave me strength, praise God. Now speak. I'm ready to hear you.
That's right. And that needs to be our attitude, that we are ready to hear the voice of God, no mm-hmm. matter whether or not we may like what he says, but usually we do.
Because going back to that first song.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, so often, you know, we just have to get ourselves into that mindset and that place in God. And we do that by the worshiping, the praising, like we've been doing, mm-hmm. and time spent in the Word, where our and where we adjust our attitudes when God shows us attitudes in our lives that need to be adjusted,
right,
so that we can hear more clearly from the voice of God.
And I think it was Kenneth Copeland,
yeah,
who said, if you're feeling stuck in your walk, let's say you're on one of those dead-end paths.
Right.
Look back, and what's the last time God spoke to you that you didn't obey?
Ooh, there you go.
Because you need to go back to that point and go forward from there. Exactly.
And a lot of times it's go back to the place where you realize you're dealing in unforgiveness or bitterness towards someone.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you have not been obedient, and so you've lost your joy. You know, we can lose our joy. We can lose our peace, you know. But Daniel was just the opposite here. And he was walking in fear because the angel Gabriel says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Okay. I think I would be too.
I would be too.
If I had just seen a vision of the Almighty, I think right. I'd be quaking in my boots.
Right.
And yet, again, and it's good that, the angel said, don't be afraid.
Right.
Okay. This is going to become normal to you, Daniel.
Yes.
So
yes.
Don't be afraid.
Right.
And he says the same things to us. Don't be afraid. This is going to be getting to be normal for you.
And you know what? The older I get, the more all these years in the ministry, 40-some years in ministry, it is more normal. This is my normal. Mm-hmm. Worshiping God, praising God, listening to his voice, hearing his voice, acting accordingly, and trying to stay caught up on the areas in my life where I need to forgive or to right. let go of something, resentment or whatever. Stay caught up. It's easier to deal with it if you stay caught up, you know. That's what I found. So anyway, because
yes, ma'am.
When we do and we have our heart in the right place, we are more able to hear the voice of God correctly. When we are into all the junk, when we are caught up in arguing and whatever the case may be in our lives, we're not going to hear clearly. Daniel had spent 21 days really staying away from all that kind of stuff in his life, and he was
steadfast.
He was steadfast. He was eating the right things. He was praying. He was probably resting a lot. He was doing the things it took to hear God correctly in
right.
his life.
And he didn't stop. I mean, some of us, I've been praying, and I didn't hear from God. It's been one day. I guess he doesn't want to talk to me.
Oh,
Daniel
yes.
stayed in this mode
yes.
of seeking for 21 days.
Right. It's a lot to learn from this right here. Because so often, if we spend 21 minutes, we think we've just done something amazing.
Right. Well, and, you know, think of Jesus in the garden. He told Peter, James, and John, stay awake with me and pray.
Mm-hmm.
The
right.
hour that they needed him, or
they
that,
fell asleep.
That he needed them, they went to sleep.
But isn't that so like our humanity, though, PJ?
Oh, absolutely.
Because even though we have good intentions, so often we do get off this path,
mm-hmm.
the path that God has for us for our day or for our life. We just get sidetracked. We get distracted. We get distant from God. We spend time doing everything but making our relationship with God a priority. And that's what this series is all about. Getting on that path, the right path, where God says to us in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to bless you, to give you a future and a hope. God's got good plans for you, dear
right.
listener. He doesn't have things where he's saying, I can't wait to pound you in the ground for the latest thing you just did. That's not the attitude of God. So, in summary, we've been in Daniel 10, but we're in this series on being on the right path,
mm-hmm.
hearing the voice of God, doing the things that we individually need to do to hear correctly. Do you have some final thoughts there?
Just pray that the listeners would remember what we talked about today. And
yeah.
Yeah, it may be that you won't have your divine vision until you get to heaven, but don't wait to get to heaven to stay on the path.
Right,
and
stay on the path.
And do what you need to do to stay on the path,
right.
to hear from God, to do daily what he wants you to do down here.
Exactly, yes. All right, I'll do this little wrap-up. And Nan and Pastor Jim, thank you so much. It's been a great show, and it's been an intense show. Very, very
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
And but anyway, you know, we have those, so. We encourage you to go to our website, which is bohmglobal.com. It stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, which is global, bohmglobal.com. Our shows are heard globally every Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. on, it's four words, starcomradionetwork.com. That's right, starcomradionetwork.com. 10 a.m. Eastern for this show. This show will be heard this coming Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, starcomradionetwork.com, Saturday and Sunday. Our Go Yard show, our life coaching show, our counseling show that we do on Thursday nights at 6.06 p.m. live here in the studio will be aired at noon on Saturday and Sunday this coming weekend and every weekend on starcomradionetwork.com. So you have ample opportunity to catch our shows. On our website also, we have over 400 shows. So just go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and find the shows and listen. If you want to become a financial partner with us for these radio expenses, go to the homepage of our website, bohmglobal.com, down to donations. Hit the donation button, and it'll open a window for PayPal. And dear ones, it's not far to Jesus. And he wants you. He wants you. He wants you, and he wants you to be on the right path for your life. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, my co-pastor, assistant, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, Nan Watson, all of us bringing you the Word of God this day from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. God bless you. Have a good week. And tune in again next week. We'll be here at 3 o'clock Eastern. Hope you'll be here too. God bless you. There's no need for you to fear. You can trust him with your heart. It's not far. 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 From here to Jesus. It's not far. WD